Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so wonderful to be with you once again this morning. And I believe you are having a wonderful, wonderful time. And I know you are forgiving. You've decided to forgive. You've decided to learn to forgive. It will help you tremendously. It will do you so much good. Don't hold on to hurts and offenses. You know, offense is terrible. It can kill you. It's destroyed too many people's lives. Hallelujah. Well, I'm still sharing concerning principles for spiritual growth. And today, I'm talking about another thing altogether, learning to pray. You know, learning to pray. And I want us to look at some few things in the Bible, which I believe will help all of us. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 7, Paul mentions some things to Timothy, okay, and shows him what to do with himself. I want to read it in the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version helps you understand it even more. It says, "But refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure and godless fictions, mere grandmother's tales." You know, some people's growth also gets to this point where they start listening to all kinds of things that are not from God. Some people want to find out where God comes from. What are you talking about? God is God. You should understand who God is. You see, some people want to know whether Job was pre-Adamic or when I say pre-Adamic, whether he came before Adam or he came after Adam, you know, all kinds of things. People want to know about Leviathan and Behemoth and Orion and Pleiades. All these things are in the Bible. If you don't know about them, it makes no difference. But people want all kinds of fictions and mere grammar, those things that are not scriptural. And we have people who are teaching those things, which are not in the Bible. They'll piece things together, but they're not in the Bible. I'm going to address this particular one some other time, but you let me go on. That's not the reason why I'm talking to you today. He says, "But refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure and godless fictions, mere grandmother's tales, and silly myths." You see, silly myths. People talk about Hercules in church, and how Hercules was one of the falling angels, and all kinds of things. Is this in the Bible? You'll say, "Oh, I picked it up from a certain book." What book are you talking about? The Bible is the word of God revealed to us. It's so important that you understand that book that you have in your hand is God's word given to us by God himself. You see, so silly myths, and express your disapproval of them. Just express your disapproval of them. Then he says, "But train yourself toward godliness, piety, keeping yourself spiritually fit." Then verse 8 explains it even some more. It says, "For physical training is of some value, is useful for a little." There are others who are also concerned about their body size. You know, "I'm too big, I want to become small, I don't have muscles enough, I don't know." It's good, you must exercise, you must do all that. It says, "For physical training is of some value." It means that it has some value, it does have some value. It's useful for a little while. Then he says something, he says, "But godliness." Oh, I love this. "But godliness." Then he explains, the Amplified lets us know exactly what he's talking about. He says, "But godliness, spiritual training." He says spiritual training is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come. Then he says, "This saying is reliable and worthy of complete acceptance by everybody." Spiritual training is useful, is useful, is useful. It is of use and of value in everything, in everything. It means that if you want to build a business, it is useful for you. Spiritual training is good for your business. If you want to get married, spiritual training is good for your marriage. If you want to travel, spiritual training is good for your traveling. If you want children, spiritual training is good for your children. Whatever it is that you want to do in life, for your academics, every single thing, says spiritual training is useful and of value in everything and in every way. Then it says, for it holds promise for the life, for the present life, for this present. There are those who think that, oh, spiritual things just is good for the future, is good for the life that is to come. But this one lets us know exactly what it is. Suppose, oh, let's allow the ungodly guys to enjoy all the wealth in the world. When we get to heaven, we also enjoy ours. That is selfishness. Don't think like that. That's not what God wants for you. God wants you to enjoy your life here, both on earth and there in heaven. Hallelujah. He says it is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise the present life and also the life which is to come. How do you train yourself spiritually? One of the major ways of developing yourself spiritually is through prayer. And I'm not talking about praying any kind of prayers. I'm talking about praying prayers built and based on the Word of God. Building a prayer life, a life of prayer on the Word of God, based on the Word of God. It's so important. There are some people who don't, they pray today, and after 3 or 4 days or 5 days, then you pray again. Then after, you can't develop and go like that. You will not go like that. You have to have a specific time that you pray, or a specific time in the day that you pray. Every single day. Hallelujah. Praying prayers that are built on the Word of God. Prayers that are based on the Word of God. You must build a prayer life. You see, the other way to exercise yourself spiritually is through the Word of God. Hallelujah. When we were younger, there was a song that we used to sing in Sunday school. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. You see, you must read your Bible and pray every day. The key is doing it every single day. If you don't do it like that, you will not grow as you're supposed to. Even if you can start with 5 minutes in the morning, just stand up, wake up and pray. You decide that I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. and pray from 5:30 to 5:45 or 5:30 to 5:40, something. And just pray. Just do what you're supposed to do. Build a prayer life. You have to build it. It's very important. You can't ignore it. It's so important. It's profitable. It is useful. It is not useless. It's useful. What you do in your prayer is so powerful. I'll show you exactly what you're supposed to do as you're praying and expound this some more for you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, spiritual training is profitable. God bless you. Bye-bye.